So the truth is, okay, what we talk about love, synonymous with life, synonymous with absolute, synonymous with oneness, wholeness, is forever. It's forever. So enlightenment, but we discover that you are it. You are it. It's not intellectual. So that is the reason why when you first started, seemingly, if you do not know me well, so you think I'm anti-mind, I mean thinking. No, I'm not. I'm not condemning thinking. I simply ask you to keep looking at your mind thinking process. Not because of condemning it. And then I then give you some idea because you can observe this. As you know of your mind, itself is not wholesome. Itself is separated from your whole mind. You know, the language, I deliberately do it very simple, very clear and direct. The mind you know of, it is separated from your whole mind. And while you do not really remember what is the whole mind, I can only try my best to describe it as clear, as simple as possible. Even, never mind how much, how skillful I am to describe it, you still do not know. Your whole mind, do not think. Your whole mind, it just knows. It is not a thinking process. It is already in you, but then you're not conscious of it. So, give you some idea, it is quite often being described, the nature of the mind is very much like the sky, open sky. The open sky is not open sky, you know that. The sky, remember, just imagine you are the sky. In your consciousness, not your body. And then you notice, you are the sky, you notice the thought come into your mind. They are the clouds. They come and go. Those are the thoughts, passing thoughts. So the sky are the passing thoughts. But what happened then, you do not realize you are the sky. You deliberately focus on the clouds. And the clouds stay there for some time. And then you misunderstanding and realize or misidentify yourself, I'm the cloud. Who are you? I'm the cloud. Not only that, not only you are the cloud, you name it. I'm a silly cloud. I mean, why do you do this? But then you said, well, not silly cloud, I'm David, okay, the cloud. But you're not really the cloud. But then that is interesting. Now, having said that, some cloud is clearer. Some cloud is very dark. Is it your fault? No. It's the cloud's fault. But you trap yourself into the clouds. Interesting, isn't it? Some people are very dark. I mean, dark. The thinking is, how I'm going to get you, how I'm going to stab you, how I'm going to murder you, how I'm going to get your money, how I'm going to get your body, how I'm going to, you know, sell my double glazing to you. This is the double glazing cloud. That's me. What are you thinking, by the way? What are you thinking? I am the cloud. My mother missed me. You really identify yourself as the, my mother missed me. Are you kidding yourself? I mean, my shoe, it's very easy to understand what I'm talking about. You miss somebody. Why are you missing somebody? Because you're the cloud. I'm missing somebody's cloud. No, it's a thought. No, I'm not a thought. I'm the cloud. Why do you insist that? If I say you are not a cloud, I hate you, I hate you. No, you are not a cloud. What kind of cloud is that? Your mother loves you. How about that? Your mother loves you, cloud. I feel better. I like you. Providing, okay, I'm not telling you you're not a cloud. And then changing the clouds, and then you like yourself more. I hate myself, I hate myself. You hate yourself, cloud. And how about that? Changing it into I love myself, cloud. I feel I like you more. But if I tell you you're not a cloud, you hate me, am I right? Because you're losing your identity. And now I say, you are love, better. I don't mind. Interesting, you guys. So predictable. You're the wonderful person. I like you. You're the awful person. I don't like you. Can you see that? Don't do it to the other clouds. I love it. Human is so predictable, you know. What are you doing to yourself? However, you've been doing this for eons of time. Every time you're awake, new morning, we assume yourself as a cloud, and you have to fix onto it. Fix onto it. Okay, your lateral state of the mind. Here's a scientific, it's a fact. You just deny it. That's the reason why you are an illusion. The truth is, your mind, in the whole mind, is like a sky, including the clouds and everything underneath it. So awakening means eventually you see everything very clearly. Do you still insist you are the cloud? You suffer, my dear. Why? You have not had a clue. That level, that means this level, you turn away from life. You deny your true self. Your true self is life. You are not. You are a dream figure. And then, not only that, you demand the other people respect you and love you. And then I'm going to love you, okay? I'm holding a cloud. I want to kiss you. You disappear. You become no more. And some people don't understand this. They see, they really miss you, maybe your mother and, you know, you're the son or daughter disappear. Let's say, okay, go to Australia. I'm not saying you drop that. Go to Australia, they miss you. They have to Skype you and something like this because they miss you. Very haphazard. That's the reason why, as you know of this person, you have a certain sense. You have a steady, you have a certain. You have some kind of anxiety. What happened to me? It's very fascinating. On the human level, we understand that, okay? We come back in the human level later, but then coming back into that state, we talk about the mind. The natural state of the mind, you're spacious. Exactly, just like quantum mechanics described, 99.99% in your body is empty. Only it's just traces of subatomic particles. What else you got left in your body? Nothing. That is the reason why I love illness and sickness in the body. I said, how on earth people got sick? If you are all empty and only traces of protons, electrons inside you, how people get aged and sick? I tell you about the clouds, okay? Because if you identify yourself as you are your mind and the programs in your mind, do not realize you have a mind instead. Do you understand the difference? You have a mind or you are the program of your mind. Do you understand the difference? (laughs) The majority of human is identified, I am the program idea in my mind. So thus, whatever happened to your mind, you identify with it. I get angry. No, you're not getting angry, completely different. You can actually observing the anger just like there's a little storm in the cloud. It's different than you are the cloud, you get angry. That means anger means, you know, lightning, thunder, because of the element, static thing, very much like our emotion, isn't it? And then you explode. And then you say, I really got angry, I hate you. You suffer. But then when you are the sky and notice the cloud, okay, got a little bit of thunder, natural phenomenon. No big deal. Do I get angry? Yes. Is it bother me? Once upon a time. Is it bother me now? A little bit. So I get used to it. Just like you get used to it. What's it feels like when you're angry? Do you know? I know how it feels like. Do you know why I know how your anger feels like? Because they're exactly the same. The more you got static in the cloud, in your mind, the more you feel trapped. The energy in the cloud, if a lot of static, it creating clouds, okay, thicker. And then creating storm. That is your emotion. And some people creating hurricanes. They have to destroy it. But then it do not influence the sky. None whatsoever. My true nature cannot be destroyed. Body can. Who cares? Once upon a time, I do not have a body. Trust me. My consciousness, look inside, I do not have a body at all. I'm not stupid, I have a body, okay? But I'm not a body. That is the difference. On this level, you are free. Because the truth is always there. That is the reason why it's called the truth. Because if not, you conjure up something beautiful or heavenly. Heaven, because the sky is still there. Not because I identify with the sky. I am the sky. Understand the difference. Now, while you're in the cloud, that means in your mind, identify yourself, I am my mind and my body. Something very drastically happened to you. You are turned away from life. Do you know what that means? When you turn away from life, you don't experience love. And every single human being, quite often, most of us are in loveless state. Do you not understand why that's a loveless state? Because you are not identify yourself with love or life itself. Now that is a seminary, it's a philosophy. It's not. You can observe about your state of being. Every time you come into your mind, you are not in love. That means you're not free. When you get out of your mind, you feel a speed of freedom. You find a bit of freedom. You said, what if I die physically? Your mind does not die. So that means if you still suffer as a cloud, whatever cloud you are, however label you, your suffering is still in the cloud. Because the cloud cannot die. Your mind cannot die. Your body does die. The form can be changed. Cannot be destroyed. You know Einstein, you know relativity? You cannot destroy energy. That means if this is the energy, atom, electron, you cannot destroy it. They're changing form. You understand about this, okay? But then you're still afraid of dying. Actually, what is it inside of you afraid of death? Your mind. Afraid of death. And that is the egoic force system. That ego force system, quite severe. The illusion and ignorance is tremendous. It renders the whole human existence suffering, suffering, suffering. Pain after pain. They won't, okay, stop until you awake. And release the cloud's content. Do you understand what happened then when you release the content in the clouds? Vala, you are the sky. So that means you do not destroy the mind. Rather, your mind becomes still and open. It comes back to the sky. The sky is clear. The cloud over there, just like you, do not exist forever. But then this cloud, okay, disperse, it actually merging back into the sky. Your mind exactly the same. You can observe it, by the way. Not because I'm trying to be clever, trying to convince you anything. But while you're still trapped in here, and then A Course in Miracles utilize different words, okay, Christian terminology, but then it's not a Christian religion whatsoever. It describes, while you're down here, that means in this state of existence, your sole purpose is to heal yourself. To heal yourself, that means disperse the clouds. But you cannot disperse the clouds immediately, so you have to learn to change it. Instead of I hate life, this cloud, the content, have to change it. I love life. It's still you, but then changing in the better you first. It's still an illusion. But there's a better shape of illusion. But do not underestimate the static in the cloud, though. The static means I hate life. That is the reason why all of us, not only you, everyone, have tremendous in degree of pain. That's very skill, how you can heal yourself. That means release the static. It's a very skill work. By itself, it's a science. Not many people achieving it. For those rare ones, okay, in the ancient time and modern time, very rare, few people achieving it. You call them master or enlightened beings. But by itself, they will say, look, it's very simple. Zen master described true is very simple. But our minds are not simple. That is the reason why it is skill, very skill, method to changing your mind. And then some of you may not attract to A Course in Miracles, but then the principle, very much, you know, very helpful. Is that why there's A Course in Miracles? Is that because celestial speed up? Celestial speed up. Your world is very weary and tired. Time drag you along. Ultimately, eventually, you can deny, you cannot pretend what you are not forever, because it's quite painful. So everyone will awake, but then sometimes it takes tremendous amount of time. Spiritual awakening, in this sense, it saves you thousands of years in earth time. I'm just a messenger. And myself, on this journey, consciously over 30 years, very diligent, unprompted, I really, really, really want it. I did not really, really, really want it. I want something else. And then as I mature more, I ask what I really, really want. And then as I go deeper, I ask what I really, really, really want. I hope you got all the answer. Not answer, I hope you got everything about your deep and not so deep desire. So you're conscious about that. You means you're conscious about that. Your mind wants this and that. Your heart wants something different. And going into the third very deep level, what you really, really, really want. We want the same things. You might not realize that. Some people might like to have a car and, you know, more important. Somebody like to have a diamond ring. Somebody like a man come to love me. Still waiting for the man to come to love me. Nothing wrong with that. Not a cause of denial. Nothing wrong with that. Until You got it? The man came to love you, and then the man did not love you, or you don't love the man anymore. And then you said, do I want another man to come to love me? And something like that. That means eventually you learn that is evolution. Somebody wants to make a lot of money, nothing wrong to make money, but then after you make a lot of money, you're still not happy, and you even feel trapped. And then you say, I don't really want to make money, I want happiness and peace. But then I still want to make some money, but then I also want making, you know, peace and making happiness. You know, we're changing. And somebody cannot make enough money, they said, look, you know, if I make enough money, I will be happy. You met a lot of people like this anyway. So we all keep learning. And somebody said, I don't want health. Very obvious. They smoke, they drink, and then they don't do exercise, or they do exercise. I'm not judging people, okay? And then seemingly they do not understand about all everything, okay? Whatever reason. And then suddenly they're losing their health. Do you know what they want? They want health. Are we not learning it? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You lost your peace, you want peace. You're not in love, you want love. You are poor, you want money. We are all clouds. But eventually, okay, you got it or you don't get it, and then you still eventually want the different things, exactly like me, really, really, really want. You die, what happened by the time you die? And then Jason Chan courses cover that. What happened if you die? And then I said, okay, I cannot leave you alone because you are not safe. You still die. If you're not well prepared, you die. Where are you going? Your consciousness. Life is certain. Life is certain. The mind is not. You got all this information, but then you have to learn to assimilate it. Those are the treasures. We share not only information. Genuine spiritual teacher sharing something very important. The sheer presence remind your truth. Remember that. Not because we are clever, okay? You know A Course in Miracle, Buddhist teaching, others bailing, you know, Taoist work, and then, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, we read a lot of thousands and thousands of different texts, ancient and modern texts. We're more clever than you. No. Genuine spirit teachers, they anchor into the sky. So they remind you that is what you are. And then quite often, they've done the journey. They understand, okay, the terrain. They know of the clouds and the statics. We are not stupid. I mean, my client, including dying cancer patients, my client, including really crazy, okay, you know, individual, insanity and mental psychotic. Our clients, okay, have entities, you know, and monsters within themselves. We are not stupid at all. We've seen it all. I've seen people love each other, later they hate each other, want to kill each other. We've seen it all. We've seen people, okay, so painful because a person walked away from them, they want to die, commit suicide, because they identify themselves as I am the cloud. We met people, okay, you know, that's a lot of, not awful, that's so deep, deep, okay, you know, story about our human existence. They cannot get out of it. They are in the cloud. Here you are. So ultimately, you know, it's a universal journey. Someone has to awake. But nobody push you, don't worry, okay? Get out of the cloud. I don't want to get out of the cloud. I just want my cloud become better. I want my clouds, okay, got hospital in there, okay, a psychiatric ward in there. I want nice nurses, okay, beautiful doctors and consultants, okay, I will be safe in my clouds. Fine. Move to UK. We got everybody like that. National Health will look after you. But you still suffer though. So nobody push you, and it's a gentle, okay? That is understanding about the cloud. Nobody push you away from the cloud. So rather, it gently, you have to initiate. This is a Course in Miracles. This course is required course. So that means you take it or you don't take it, entirely up to you. Nothing to do with the book. To do with, do you say yes to the universe or no to the universe? Interesting. Yes to life is no to life. Okay, I like to be worried. I like to be anxious. I want to be like this. Okay, but okay, providing they all keep changing. Okay, and the world changing around me, change my house, change my curtain, vacuum my floor, I will be happy. I hate the world. I love myself. I love it. What a beautiful cloud. Walk away. So if you see a cloud like this, walk away. You know, I'm telling you the truth, see? Sometimes you're exactly like that. I hate you, Mom. Okay. I don't want to go to work. It's bloody hard to earn a living, okay? You know, pay the mortgage, so unfair. What do you expect? Something like that, okay? And justify your anger, frustration, until you say, my God, I have enough. Somebody had to hit the rock bottom to find a way out. Somebody, okay, you know, kind of a soul spiritual program already, you know, the program being put in like a chip, and then some of you have to awake in certain time. And then your program, spiritual program, the chip, okay, the coding, has to say, look, you have to awake so we can benefit the others. And then, fascinating, exactly like a Matrix, the film. And then blue pills or red pills, be the clouds or not. There's something not quite sure, not quite right. But I don't want to get out because it's fearful. And then that program, okay, the heart program or soul program, become more and more apparent. You have to awake. But it's highly difficult. Highly difficult. Because it's so scary and fearful to awake. Why? You're so familiar with it. It's so comfortable to be this miserable little person. I love to complaining about life. I feel great about this. I get a pleasure out of it. Have you watched a film called Lord of the Rings? It's my precious. Lord of the Rings, Gollum, Sméagol, my precious. We all have Gollum and Sméagol in us. It's amazing. Look at humankind, have a good laugh, okay? Don't be afraid of them. Including, look at this self, have a good laugh. You just have to laugh, see? It's so insane, it's crazy. Are we really crazy? So awakening, then, it becomes an art. And then, if you follow A Course in Miracles, it's simply first. The first volume tell you about what's going on. What is not going on? In some sense, you are it in truth. Whatever reason, okay, out of own desire, you want to be individualized. Your own desire, you become individualized. However, when you become individualized, you need to have subjective self. And able individualize because you have to become me, thus you have you and them. Got it? And suddenly you're creating one, just like the Taoist described absolute, it's oneness. And then when it manifests into yin and the yang, to start with, it's perfect harmony. So that's the reason why some of you, okay, like in deep meditative state, they notice, okay, the perfect yin and yang. Perfect yin and yang. Gods and goddesses manifestation. We call them gods and goddesses, okay, in human terms. But then if you're open again, you notice, yeah, there's a love in the air. There's a love in the air. Some ancient scripture from Hindu, and also some ancient scripture describe the yin and the yang in perfect harmony. And then out of that, okay, whatever reason, you know, the vibration getting grosser and grosser. So, you know, the Radiant Warrior book, okay, when I wrote about, you know, the descent from grace, I did not know what I was writing because it's very hard to describe it. But recently, I read that chapter, okay, for my surprise. It has some truth in it. Because only you know your vibration deliberately, enable you to descend down from heaven into lily hell. On earth, it's not hell yet, because there's still a light and darkness as well. Do you understand? So that means we are half and half. We have light and darkness inside. You are not totally dark, because if you're totally dark, we will lock you up. The modern society will lock you up, or you'll die, because you have a lot of conflicts. You know, a lot of hatreds, okay? You are into self-destructive existence. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Some people take a lot of drugs, and some people, they're violent. Eventually, they go into the self-destructive mode. Make sense? We are not that, so we are light and darkness at work. And now, okay, out of this kind of hellish state, and some of you have to awake, that is a long eons of time. To descend, it takes some time to descend. So you keep losing your grace. You forgot about your wings, so to speak. And then remember our infinite art, so beautiful, you know, spirals in the air and infinite art. And suddenly, okay, you're touching the beauty again. But then this, okay, when you're touching the beauty, it's a high vibrational state. And I can tell you, okay, I notice angelic beings, being with light. I'm telling the truth. But my vibration got to the higher enough to have the near the same frequency. Again, okay, you know, the infinite Tai Chi is so beautiful. And then when you're raising the vibration enough, and suddenly you're touching the angelic realms of existence. Of course, when you're coming down back to your dinner, you become human again. Fascinating to observe about that. You know, again, it's a science, it's an art. Not because I'm special. It's a different frequency. And then suddenly, okay, do you want to live in peace and harmony and beauty and grace? Not many human beings are able to live in it. But once you were there, that is the reason why you're still yearning for it. You remember something. That is the reason why you're searching for love in all the wrong places. All the wrong places. You think a body with a mind can love you. Nobody can love you. They are as crazy as you are. Sorry to tell you that. So somebody really likes you, I love you. Suddenly, okay, this Chinese person voice comes into your mind. She is as crazy as I am. Better not. They are as crazy as you are, actually. The true love, okay, so we talk about love energy, you have to see that it's a high vibrational level. Make sense? Some of you experience that. Normal human being, vibration is like this. Reason, logic, you are a good human being. In here, it's completely different. That is a higher vibrational state. That is a cloud is more clear. It's not a total enlightened state. But you notice, okay, you are commerce and communicate with angelic being. It's very beautiful. You have no idea how beautiful it is. I mean, in the name of practicality, you can see this, okay? It's a, you know, some of you can raise a vibration, but then you have to drive your car and pay your tax and something like this. And then you find, okay, living down in life is so difficult. It's so complicated. So some people, that when they are awake on a level, they don't want to deal with the world. They walk away from the world. Because here, it's very complicated. Very complicated. Relationship, my God, is very complicated. That means you have one cloud you cannot deal with. It's you. And then you're inviting and the clouds come to you. He or she cannot deal with the cloud himself or herself. And then two clouds together. To start with, you know, nice. Afterward, static happened. We've all been there, by the way. And then nothing there anymore, and then you're apart. And suddenly, okay, some of your vibration higher, you notice a beauty. And those beauty, there's no separation. That means they're not a being. I call a light being, or you call angels. And then they can communicate with you. Not in language, intuitively, but higher vibrational state. And that's love. And then suddenly, okay, from this point of view, that becomes your foundation as you raise the vibration so much. And still very simple and skillful, manage your daily life as simple as possible. So that means become spontaneous. And you in reflection of heaven, not totally in heaven, reflection of heaven. And the beauty and grace, okay, you experience, as I will describe, is indescribable. Not totally there yet. And you're starting to convince you are not that cloud. You are still a cloud, but individualized, but then you're reflecting more light into the cloud. Got it? On the energetic level. The mind, you still have the mind, individual mind. A Course in Miracles then, if you follow A Course in Miracles, not to start with, give you the understanding through the text, but you will not understand it because it's directly talking to your soul. It do not attack you, but that is how you feel. You've been attacked by just reading, okay, the text. And then it also introduces you and changing your cloud, that means your mind, step by step. And it gives you 365 lessons, one day each, to remove your mindset into the new mindset. That mindset is a kind of new program, just like computer program application. But this one without virus. This one is to give you antivirus program. Instead of hating the world and yourself. And this program induces, which is you have to plug it in yourself. You have to consciously plug it in. And then 365 lessons, you are induced a new program in your mind. Step by step. That is anti-virus program. That means you continue to coming back into, I notice I am love. I notice I'm the light of the world. I notice, okay, there is a help. I notice I am being treasured and support all the way. To start with, intellectual, nothing happened. But some of you are starting to notice, my God is real. You actually feel the presence. To start with, you think, am I crazy? Am I imagining this? And then, as you go through the program, the first part of the program is called the workbook. It's helping you to release what you have learned so far, this lifetime, and your past existence. A Course in Miracles do not say your past life or not, but definitely your birth is not your beginning, your death is not your end. So that means you have a load of program from your past. So eventually, the past hidden program has to be rising up to be released. The second part of the program from the 365 lessons, clean your mind first. That means get rid of all the virus as much as possible, and then bring in the new suggestion, induced in your mind, align with your ultimate truth. So when you read those programs, okay, A Course in Miracle workbook, every single chapter in the workbook, if you understand it, it's reflecting your ultimate truth. Reflecting your ultimate truth. But a cloud, the mind, will have tremendous amount of resistance because you like yourself. You will not, okay? Your ego force system will not give it up. You are actually powerless to changing it. You need higher intelligence to help assist you. And this higher intelligence, it described in the terminology, is called Holy Spirit. It's very confusing. You say, is it a person? Is it a man? Is it a woman? No. It is your inherited wisdom deep within. But you must learn to quiet the mind and learn to tune in, just like the radio, tune in. It talks to you not in language. It do not say anything first. It is your comforter. It is your protector. It is your answer. To begin with, you may only notice yes or no. But then, you know, you have to learn to tune in. Some tune in with feeling, some tune in with senses, some tune in with visual, some tune in with audios. Everybody's slightly different. You learn to tune in to listen. So that means, you know, your brain, your energetic system, nervous system, eventually have to align, you know. That's the reason why our infinite art is help you to become stronger into this alignment. And then you tune in. So we talk about alignment a lot. Some of you do not have this capacity. Why? Because you never tune your equipment. You know, you only notice, okay, your thought and your feeling and the sensation of the body. You do not know anything else. So as you gradually tune in, you notice something else. The wisdom, the whisper within. That's your guidance. To begin with, quite blunt, not quite sure, trial and error. But just like everything else, it's your instrument within yourself. Eventually, you kind of get it. Some of you even notice that it's not a conversation, it's communication. The difference is you feel so safe, warm, and comfortable when you can tune in. When you can tune in. And some of you even experience, okay, Jesus' presence. Some of you experience angelic presence. But you know it's not imagination. Because imagination is completely different than the vision. Imagination, it leads, okay, your mind moving. But then your mind is quiet. So we, as a spiritual practitioner, we experiment what's that like, the difference. We are not stupid, as I said. Do I believe in superstitious things? No, I don't. So having said that, it worked because, you know, I'm one of those people witnessing my student transform right in front of my eyes. Every single year. So that means, okay, the formula works, the art works, and everybody's slightly different, but you have to learn to tune in. As you tune in, the lesson from A Course in Miracles is become make sense. For example, I'm the light of the world. To start with, you're just saying it and then do not mean a lot, and suddenly you're in, my goodness, okay, I see the light. I really see the light. I actually use the light to dispel darkness. I can use it. To begin with, nothing. None whatsoever. And afterwards, okay, there's another volume. Free volume, remember? Manual for teacher. It's fascinating. Nothing to do with your mind. It's to do with your soul. And also, it continues to give you a free will and choice. And it asks something, okay? Do you want to become a miracle worker? And another way to describe it, do you want to become God's teachers? Who are God's teachers? It sounds like a recruitment center, isn't it? Kind of, okay? But then it describes something very important. When you're reaching upon the other people's interest is great or greater than you, you are ready. So very simple, okay, very common sense. So most human beings, you know it, I know it, okay, we don't have to be trying to be nice. We're all self-centered and selfish. Got it? We all look after number one. I'm the cloud. Your cloud, nothing to do with me. Suddenly, somewhere deep inside you, become quite a burning desire, and then realize the other people's interest, the other, as great as yours. And you are ready. But when you want to become a spiritual worker, there's a requirement. You have to be receiving training. In the course, it's a mind training. Now, mind training. If you follow the course. And it describes, okay, I'm not the only path on the journey to going back home. There are thousands of them. And different paths enable you to have different experiences. If you follow Buddhist path, different type of Buddhist path, yogic path, Hindu path, and so forth and so forth, Christian mystical path. So you have different experiences. I'm not talking about religion, though. I'm talking about spirituality. I'm not talking about organized religion, okay? I'm not talking about a Bible or, you know, Quran or text or something. It's a simply different culture, different historical background, different tradition. They seemingly, you know, attract different paths. And they have different scenarios. But when you're on the mountaintop, reach the mountaintop, exactly the same. You are the sky. What does it mean, you are the sky? You are life manifest. And in the Course of Miracle terminology, you're the sun. You're the created. And I tell you the truth, because I've been there. But nobody push you, okay? Become the sky, by the way. Nobody push you. So first thing first, okay? If you are very painful, gradually changing your mind. Changing your mind. And gradually, the energy follows the mind. As you become more purified, more loved, and then the light, the sun shines through, okay, the clouds, you feel much better. When the sun is not shining through the cloud, you suffer. Again, again, and again. Until you change your mind. Every single step, gear into the opening, is still a good step. Every step away from your truth and the sunlight and the light, you suffer. And obviously, in the world, majority of people are suffering. Majority means, and that's it. And we talk about vibration. Once upon a time, clear sky, whatever reason, you want to become individualized, to experience, okay, what's that like? What's that like? Be yourself. Be your individual self. But interesting enough, once upon a time, you were gods and goddesses. And then the vibration lower and lower, and then heavier and heavier, and then fear set in. Since fear set in, my God, your body become concrete. Unbelievable. And even your body can die. Once upon a time, you only have a light body. Don't take my words for it. I've seen it. You have to experience yourself. There's a still a higher being, is the body only in light. Your body, very gross. What's that mean? Animal body, vibration is so low, unbelievable. And then now in the infinite art, you have to come back into raise our vibration, step by step. And then some of your vibration high enough, momentarily, my God, that is what I miss. So, Tao the Miracles have two parts. One is changing your mind. Instead, you hate life, love life. And then the dark cloud disperse. Let the sun shine through. Another level, the Tao the Miracles, the another part, raise the vibration. Clear the junk. Clear the junk.